It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us once again, the one and only Mike Muir from Suicidal Tendencies. How are you?
Doing pretty good.
It's great to have you back on the show. Suicidal Tendencies, of course, have a new album out called Still Psychopunk after all these years. And it's an update of one of your solo albums. Why was that particular album something in need of an update?
I think it's a lot of reasons. It's kind of where I was at various times and where I am right now. It's interesting because a lot of people, my dad always talks about it. I always talk about my dad, but you know, he said, what definitions are your definitions that matter, and you can't get caught up in other people's definitions. But, you know, success, happiness, morals, they're all your definitions. And a lot of things with music, when I got into music, it was when I was, you know, first exposed. My brother was 5 years older than me, so he's 17 years old. I'm 12. He's giving me Black Sabbath, you know, because he wanted the record, you know, for Christmas and stuff. And so you're exposed to music maybe that you wouldn't be and stuff. But then when you get older and you start going to shows, 14 and 16, you know, moved out at 16, you feel like you're a man and you got your, you know, all your issues and stuff like that. I judged music really hardly. And music was a very, very important part of my life and stuff. And so I always go back to that person and kind of use them as the barometer of what I think is important and what really matters, because that person had different definitions of what success and happiness and all those different things. It's like, I didn't care what other people liked. It had nothing bearing on me whatsoever. Someone would tell me, oh, this is great. I'm like, oh, cool, it's great. You know, I didn't care what other people thought. It was totally irrelevant to me. And I think that that's actually something that's very important. You know, my dad always told me, he goes, you try to make other people happy, you're gonna be miserable. You know, and it's not a matter of not caring about other people, but you can't make anybody else happy if you're not happy. And if you are happy, you're not going to do the things that make you unhappy, you know? And so it's what's the chicken and the egg type of thing. So when I did that record is in 95 and kind of like was suicidal. And it was a point where Suicidal was doing a lot of stuff that I never would have dreamed and nobody would have dreamed was possible. You know, playing, opening up for Metallica and Guns N' Roses, you know, and trading off between them in Europe and in the States, and, you know, got gold records and, you know, Grammy nominees and all that stuff. But that's not where I started. And it wasn't where necessarily I wanted to be. And I wanted to do something that reminded me of why I love music.
From the latest Suicidal Tendencies record, Still Psychopunk After All These Years, FUBAR. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Mike Muir on the show with us tonight from Suicidal Tendencies. The new album, Still Psychopunk After All These Years, is out now. And there's integrity to what you like when you're a kid. How often do you consider what your younger self would think when you're deciding to do something now?
Oh, that is the kind of the barometer, the biggest barometer for me, you know? If I look back at it's like appreciating things and stuff. If I go back, like, you know, Infectious, the same thing when I did the solo record. Someone would have said when I was that young that, like, hey, the guitar player, you know, the Sex Pistols is going to play on a solo record for you. I'd be like, what are you talking about? You know, when Infectious had, you know, Ozzy, you know, sing on Therapy, someone said, hey, one day, you know, you're going to do a song and sing with Ozzy and stuff. I'll be, what are you talking about? You know? And, you know, someone said, hey, one day you're going to be in the Skateboard Hall of Fame. What are you talking about, you know? And I wouldn't believe it. So you definitely have to appreciate those kind of things and stuff. And, you know, even on the Converse thing, you know, I remember when I got my first pair of Converse. So doing a Suicidal Converse shoe, and that's something that, like, that 16-year-old would go, no way, but damn, I would love to, but I don't believe you. So I think that's a big part, because I was pretty... a big skeptic, you know. I was a pretty good critic and stuff like that. So I think that is a really good barometer. I think a lot of times people don't like to go back where they were because they probably weren't at a place that they really want to be. So they kind of change it a little bit. But yeah, I like to grow up quick, and I think a lot of those opinions are good and stuff, you know. So. There's a difference between growing old and growing up, you know, and that's the thing I think you need to, my dad always said, you grow up, don't grow old. You know, there's a huge difference. So, but there's that's what it is. You know, when you use your intelligence to lie to yourself to what it wanted to do, then something's wrong.
Mike Muir from Suicidal Tendencies with us on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jacket. The latest Suicidal record is called Still Psycho Punk After All These Years, and it's out now. Going to take a quick break. Still to come this hour, music from Death Angel. Going to be checking out a new tune from Soil Work. And we've got more with Mike coming up right after this. It's Full Metal Jacket. Mike Muir from Suicidal Tendencies on the show with us tonight. And Suicidal Tendencies started as a punk band, then began incorporating other styles of music into the mix. What makes the band such a good conduit for different musical styles?
I think there's a certain element we took for everything. I mean, if the, I said it many times, the original punk rock fanzines all said that we sucked, we weren't punk, and all the metal ones said we sucked, we weren't metal. And, you know, that really didn't matter to us. It wasn't trying to be punk, trying to be metal. But what I got out of punk rock, and kind of like with the title of the record, is one of those ones that, you know, I had to stop using the word because my definition is completely different than others. And if my, it's like a color, if my, what I say is blue, everyone else says it's gray, I can't use blue. I can't say that because it's going to cause confusion. But to me, punk rock was about believing in yourself at the time when you really liked yourself the least. It's kind of, it's never quitting. You know, it's always going, no matter how bad things are, you know, you're not going to give in. You know, it's an attitude of being like, of where you're going to end up. At the moment, you may not be where you want to be, but it's about being, you know, being victorious and refusing to be a victim, you know. And punk rock to me is, I hate being told what to do, and I hate to tell people, I don't want to tell people what to do. But sometimes you need to remind people if they're lying to themselves, you know, tell them what they don't want to hear, because that's a kind of semi-responsibility and stuff. And I think I've always appreciated different opinions. That's how you learn. And I think the world's gone a full circle where, you know, people can't communicate. They just want confirmation. They just want to hear what they want to hear. And if they don't hear it, they shut it down, or they call you a fascist. And it's like, it's crazy, you know. It's like, even my son, he's 14, and at his school, the kids are reporting kids. It's crazy. You know, when I went to high school for the year I went, if somebody went around the school and reported kids, they would be out of that school immediately. It's not
snitches get stitches,
you know. And they got kids reporting kids and stuff. It's like, it used to be the teachers would, you know, wearing the suicidal stuff, they would, you know, send you to the office. And I hear all these people getting sent to the office, and it's funny because they'll go to the principal, send them to the principal, and they'll talk about, principal, yeah, I love suicidal, you know, this and that. But, you know, it's crazy that kids are reporting people for, you know, wearing suicidal stuff or for whatever, you know, their things. It's insane, you know. And so I think the world, the problem is, it needs a little bit of, maybe not punk rock music, but punk rock attitude, instead of where everybody feels so much like a victim, and they embrace it, and, you know, they compete about how many messed up things they have, you know. And it's like, oh, the world's messed up, oh, I can't do anything. And I think that's sad.
Full Metal Jacket, Mike Muir from Suicidal Tendencies with us. Coming up, Mike is going to be picking music. We've got Josta's Weekly Pick from The Pit coming up with Jamie Josta. Also music from Black Sabbath, Anthrax. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jacket. We've got Mike Muir from Suicidal Tendencies on the show with us tonight. And Converse has a new line of Suicidal Tendencies apparel. Mike, what was the most important thing that needed to happen for you to agree to the idea?
Well, as I said, when I was 12 years old, I remember the first pair of Chucks I got, you know. And to me, what they represent is a very cool thing. It's what I wore. And besides that, fortunately, a lot of people that actually work there now, I didn't even realize it, but I knew from other places and ended up being there. It's a really good atmosphere. And they get what the band is about, you know. And it was one of those ones where, you know, they talk as a business and they have to do their business things, but they go, this is something that we think is really important, you know. And when you get a call from the GM or something, they're like, we really want to do this. You know, this is something that they everybody says they don't like to do things they don't like to do, but they go, this is something we'll be really proud of, and something I'm very proud of and stuff, you know. And it's cool because even when I got the samples, I didn't tell anybody because it's one of those ones you don't even need to tell anybody. But we got the sample on the one side. It has the Suicidal Circle logo. And people look at it like, oh, that's cool. They're like, it's kind of like a Converse ripoff. And then we turn around the other side and they see the Converse logo on it. They're like, what is that? What was that way? You know? And like I said, I didn't really tell anybody. But the day that they announced it was coming out, I got so many calls and texts and emails from people from, I talked to them a long time. They were like, dude, I just saw that. That is so cool. I'm so happy.
It's a big deal.
Proud for Suicidal, proud, you know, for everything and stuff. And they're like, dude, he nailed it. Just, you know, I just wanted to say that. So that was an amazing, something I never even expected.
Full Metal Jackie, Mike Muir from Suicidal Tendencies on the show with us tonight. The latest Suicidal record is called Still Psychopunk After All These Years, and it's out now. Coming up this hour, going to be hearing from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. We've also got music from Architects, Iron Maiden, and more with Mike Muir. It's Full Metal Jackie, Mike Muir on the show with us tonight. And you sort of touched on this earlier, but when you're revisiting the music from a different time in your life, like Still Psychopunk After All These Years, what kind of memories go through your mind?
You know, I remember recording it, and I remember carrying Steve Jones' Marshall amp into the studio, and when he pulled up, I was like, oh, let me help you out this. And I kind of like looked at it, and he looked at me, and he goes, yeah, that's the one, mate. You know, the Marshall that he's always had that he recorded with the Sex Pistols and stuff. The guy was hilarious. He's just a really, really cool person, and spending time in the studio when he was recording was great. Going on tour and playing the songs, Robert was playing Psycho Michael when we were doing that, and it was Psycho Michael and Infectious Grooves tour together in Europe, and it was, you know, Brooks Wackerman was playing drums when he was 14 or 15, and now he's in the Avenged Sevenfold drummer, and it was just a great time, really good time and a lot of fun. And the irony is, started playing some of the old Suicidal songs and kind of led us back, and then went and said, well, we could do Suicidal and do a little more punk rock, and then we did Recorded Freedom, and then started touring back up again.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up, going to be hearing from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also got new music from Architects and more with my guest, Mike Muir from Suicidal Tendencies. It's Full Metal Jackie, Mike Muir, Suicidal Tendencies on the show with us tonight. And Suicidal Tendencies is such a touchstone for kids getting into heavy and aggressive music. What do you think catches people's attention the first time they hear you?
Well, there's two parts. One is the music and obviously the lyrics. I think people can relate to it because I think it's very honest music. I'm not a singer. I didn't want to be a singer. I wasn't trying to cater to anybody. There really wasn't a punk rock audience, so I just did what I felt. And I think, people are people. And said some stuff maybe other people wouldn't say in a different way. And so they relate to it. And then in the festival environment, you know, there's people, I don't think there's very many people that haven't seen somebody wearing a Suicidal hat or shirt or something, but they don't really know what the music is, or they've been exposed to it, or they see a picture and they go, oh, that's not what the kind of music I'm into. And when you do the festivals, then there's a lot of people, it's like, oh, I'll check them out, you know? And you see them, and they have the opportunity to compare us to their favorite bands that they want to see. And sometimes we have the fortunate opportunity to let them know never to come back and see us, that we're not for them. And other people, it makes them a little uncomfortable because they sit there and they go, well, I love this is my favorite band, but, you know, when I compare them, there's something different. So that's really, especially Europe and other places, that's really helped doing the festivals. And, you know, even we just did earlier the year Punk Rock Bowling in Vegas, you know, it's like 20,000 big festival. And when we were announced, there's a lot of the old Suicidal, you know, and the punk rockers, they're not punk rock, I remember this and that. And the people were there, and we got there the day before, and it's like, this does not look like anybody is here to see us or not. And then at the end, it was like, you know, the band that went on after us, there was like half full, blah, 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 not supposed to say. But it was a lot of people that were there that got to actually see us, and you saw the difference in what happened and the reaction. And so I feel very comfortable, like I said, people, when they judge us at a festival, when they see what we're doing, you know, we're not for everybody. We never were supposed to be. We're not supposed to be a big band. We got bigger than we should have been, but, you know, fortunately not big as other bands are. I would be probably very unhappy and stuff, you know. So but I think that what we do, it is meant a lot to a lot of people, and to be able to have an opportunity where you go out there and people discover you, still discover you, and appreciate what you're doing, and can tell that, you know, I believe it not sound bad, but we're doing it for the right reason. You know, my dad always says, sweat don't lie, and any show we do, we know it may be our last one. So we want it to be the best show that we ever did, and have, you know, put in all the energy and stuff, you know. So, you know, there's usually going to be a lot of energy and a lot of effort, and I think people see that.
It's Full Metal Jackie with Mike Muir from Suicidal Tendencies. Pick up the latest record, Still Psychopunk, after all these years. Mike, thank you so much, and hope to see you again real soon.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. It's always great. Thank you so much for having us, and hopefully talk to you soon.
It's Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way.